gentleman who introduced me that, you know, from the outset of our administration, I've said roads mean jobs. And I don't just mean road jobs, all right? But I mean if you have the right infrastructure, if you think and plan in appropriate ways, you build the infrastructure to support growth and opportunity, that means jobs and opportunities for Hoosiers. And I will tell you that I know he's a local guy in Allen County, and so I know he's just the guy next door. But I want to tell you, the state of Indiana has no greater champion of building and maintaining the infrastructure of this state in a fiscally responsible way than Senator David Long. And I'm very grateful for the way you championed this. And I'm very proud of our record as Hoosiers, what we've accomplished. In the last administration, my predecessor was able, through innovative financing in the lease of the toll road, to secure $4 billion without burdening taxpayers to improve infrastructure in ways in this state that had been only dreamt about for generations. But since the outset of our administration, we've been increasing funding and infrastructure as well. Through the course of this legislative session, I'm proud to say that on top of that $4 billion, we have appropriated and secured resources of $2.5 billion. And what we'll break ground on today was a part of the first $1.26 billion that the taxpayers of Indiana made available for infrastructure through the Major Moves 2020 project. We truly do believe that when it comes to infrastructure, that you got to take care of what you got. You got to finish what you started, but you also have to build for the future. And the ground that we are breaking today on the modernization of County Road 900 North and Lafayette Center Road is very much about the future. It's about building infrastructure that will support commerce and encourage investment in the state of Indiana for generations to come. This project will include a broad range of elements that are probably known by simply everyone out here on the lawn today. A center turn lane, paved shoulders, roadside ditching, widening two bridges. It is a very significant project, and it is a major commitment by the people of Indiana to Northeast Indiana, and I'm proud to have been a part of it. It is interesting to think about how long this has been talked about. Beginning in 1987, the Hoosier Heartland Study noted some of the delays and difficulties related to the amount of volume in the area each and every day. The plan was amended into the Northeast Indiana Regional Coordination Council's long-range 2030 plan. And so in as much as I stand here today, I in a very real sense feel more like the exclamation mark on the end of a very long substantive sentence because the people of this region came together. And as people of this state came up with a plan, worked that plan, brought people together. Long before we were talking about regional cities initiatives and regional thinking, Allen County and Northeast Indiana and Huntington County were thinking and planning regionally. And I commend you for your vision, each and every one. I will tell you that this project did gather some urgency when a little bit more than a year ago, we many of us gathered at the GM plant just down the road, a global company that literally could have invested anywhere in the United States of America, dropped $1.2 billion on the GM plant just down the road, and this infrastructure project is very much a part of encouraging that ongoing investment in jobs and opportunities for Hoosiers here in the leading manufacturing state in the country. So with our team at the Economic Development Corporation and with the team at NDOT, we rolled our sleeves up with the strong support of the General Assembly and all of you gathered here today and set this project into motion. It's the right road at the right time, and I'm excited to be able to be here to break ground. I'm told that it's going to be completed by the end of 2018. If not before. These guys know the governor likes things ahead of schedule and under budget, and we'll roll our sleeves up and go after it. And we will do it with the support of what I believe is the finest and most dedicated group of transportation public employees in the United States of America. Would you join me in thanking the NDOT team? These upgrades, this expansion will be a vital part of economic growth in the region, and I'm going to break ground with other officials today and with a couple of great-looking little kids, because really this is about the future. We gathered in a barn a few days ago, didn't we? And we signed a bill that was about agriculture, but there were some really cute kids there. And I made them come up and sit on the table. And I didn't do that for any other reason than I really do believe that the test of leadership is found in that old saying that says that wisdom can be found in one who plants a tree under which they will not sit. And I really want to commend all of you here today. This new roadway is going to provide opportunities for that generation of Hoosiers and beyond. It will be a part of the continuing growth and economic prosperity of Northeast Indiana. And so I want to thank you on behalf of future generations of Hoosiers. Thank you for a job well done. And I'm going to break ground today with a prayer that this road will be safely traveled. And will be a major, major part of an even more prosperous third century than we could ever imagine. Thank you very much, and God bless you.